A rule of life is an intentional pattern of practices that helps a Christian remain attentive to God. It is not a system for earning grace. It is not a rigid law that punishes failure. It is a practical framework that helps spiritual convictions become daily habits. A 90-day forgiveness rule of life can help you continue practicing what you have learned in this course. Begin with your purpose. Start by completing this sentence. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I want to become a person who... You might write, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I want to become a person who receives grace, tells the truth, apologizes responsibly, releases vengeance, practices wise boundaries, and pursues peace. Your rule of life should support this direction. Establish daily rhythms. A daily rhythm can be simple. In the morning, receive God's grace. Read a brief scripture about mercy, confession, peace, or new life in Christ. During the day, pause when conflict activates you. Ask, what happened? What am I feeling? What responsibility belongs to me? What outcome am I trying to control? What response would reflect grace and truth? In the evening, review the day with God. Where did I receive grace? Where did I become defensive? Do I need to confess, forgive, repair, or release something? End by entrusting unresolved matters to Christ. Establish weekly rhythms. Once each week, review your relationships. Consider whether you are carrying resentment, false guilt, an unfinished apology, a neglected repair, or a boundary that needs attention. Pray through the grace forgiveness tool. Ground yourself in God's grace. Recognize the truth. Ask, accept, or act. Choose release and wise repair. Entrust the outcome to Christ. A weekly review prevents small offenses from quietly becoming established patterns of bitterness. Establish community rhythms. Forgiveness should not be practiced in isolation. Identify one trustworthy person who can pray with you and encourage honest reflection. This may be a mature Christian friend, pastor, mentor, soul coach, life coach, chaplain, or qualified professional. Community support should not become gossip. Share only what is appropriate. Protect private details and the dignity of everyone involved. Review at 30, 60, and 90 days. At 30 days, ask what practices are becoming natural and what obstacles remain. At 60 days, identify one relationship, apology, release practice, or boundary that requires additional attention. At 90 days, review the entire rule of life. Do not evaluate yourself by whether every relationship has been restored. You cannot control another person's repentance, forgiveness, trust, or willingness to reconcile. Evaluate whether you are becoming more truthful, gracious, responsible, peaceful, patient, and wise. Keep the rule sustainable. A helpful rule of life is specific enough to guide you, but flexible enough to fit real life. Begin with a few practices you can sustain. A short daily prayer practiced consistently may shape you more than an ambitious plan abandoned after 1 week. When you miss a practice, return without self-condemnation. The rule of life exists to help you walk with Christ. Christ does not exist to support your rule of life. Build your 90-day plan with humility, hope, and dependence on the Holy Spirit.